It was just 9 days ago when Superstorm Sandy cost the Eastern Seaboard dozens of lives and billions in damages. And tonight, fresh stress and pain as a snowy nor'easter rips across New England down to Maryland and Delaware, blowing sleet and snow into Sandy's open wounds. And for tens of thousands still without heat, the threat of hypothermia very real tonight. Our extreme weather team's Ginger Z spent the day in New York's hardest hit communities and reports now from slushy lower Manhattan. Ginger?
You know, Bill, this is just one of so many spots that we're just starting to see the signs of recovering after Sandy. But look at this. Now we have a wet, slushy, snowy mess on our hands. A mess that's all part of a nor'easter, dropping up to 10 inches in parts of Connecticut already. And you'll get a couple more inches in places overnight. But this whole thing will be out of our hair by tomorrow night. And really, it will just end up being an icy speed bump on the road to recovery, especially in a place where we spent most of our day, the Rockaways.